are your chances better today with the Palin endorsement than they were 2 days ago?
I think they only enhanced, her endorsement only enhanced what was already a tremendous momentum that was shifting our way in the district because of the scandal. Most people feel betrayed, that there was a betrayal of trust, and we've had a number of people calling into our campaign headquarters here, volunteering, making contributions, who express absolute disgust with the fact that an elected official who should be holding the needs and the interest of the district as their priority moved the needs and the district of an interest of the district to the back of the line and put their family and her staff's family in front of all of those kids who were deserving of that scholarship funds. It is a disgusting act, and many in the district are absolutely outraged that someone that they put their trust in to meet their needs and their interests subordinated those interests for her own selfish interests and self-aggrandizement.
What does the Tea Party sort of mean to you, and what is its relationship to the Republican Party?
I'm excited about the Tea Party. The Tea Party is an acronym taxed enough already, and they came into existence because they recognized that our government was out of control fiscally, and that they were spending more money and taxing us beyond measure, and we're out of control with their spending, and they came into existence in order to control or to bring a stop to this out-of-control spending. And so I'm excited that there's a group of Americans who finally put their foot down and says enough is enough. And I think that their principles are consistent with the founding principles of limited government, of fiscal responsibility. And I think that's what the Tea Party stands for. And that's something I think is good for America. It's good for our country. It's good for our children. It's good for our posterity to do that. And so I'm very excited about the Tea Parties and glad to be connected with them through some of my speaking opportunities. They have always allowed me to speak and have given me access to their audiences. So I'm excited. Their connection to the Republican Party is that I believe that the Republican Party is a party of fiscal limited government and fiscal responsibility. And so there's a natural nexus, a natural connection between those two entities. I don't think one governs the other at this point. I just think that there is a continuity of philosophy, continuity of ideas that is consistent between the two organizations.
You've described some of the policies of the current administration as tyrannical, I believe. So say you get to Washington, mm-hmm. Will that prevent future maybe bipartisan efforts if that's something you're interested in?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking for bipartisan effort. I think we have a mutual interest in making sure that our country moves forward together. And tyranny is something that our founding fathers didn't have any problem identifying. Tyranny, as it is defined by the founding fathers, is the overreach of government in controlling and influencing our lives beyond the scope of the Constitution. When the government is expanded into controlling and dictating to us what we should buy and what we should not buy, where we can go and where we cannot go, that is tyranny, and it is tyrannical. And we, as elected officials who swear to uphold the Constitution, must call it what it is, tyranny, and to push back on tyranny based upon the Constitution of this great land. I think most people are a little upset that that word is used, but the fact of the matter is that the founding fathers called tyranny and defined what tyranny is for us. Tyranny is the overreach of government into the lives of individuals, into families, to dictate to them what they should buy health care program, or buy, you know, this, or you can't do that, or you can't do that. That's the kind of thing that is tyrannical.
New York Times is still forecasting, I think it's a 100% chance of a Democratic victory. Why are they wrong?
Because they have, they're using an old paradigm to analyze the 30th District. They're looking at it from a history that does not include the current attitude, the current atmosphere, the current disdain and disgust that is out there with the current situation with respect to the economy, with respect to unemployment, and with respect to this scandal. There are many, many people who are calling our office every day and saying they're on board with us. They can't measure that. They're using old instruments to measure the 30th District. Well, those instruments don't work. And what you're going to see in November on the 2nd is the reality of a new change coming to the 30th District. I call it springtime in the 30th District. The 30th District is about to go through a transformation that's going to produce more jobs, that's going to produce a family-friendly environment, and an environment that's going to attract new businesses right in here. And we're going to see an upward tick when I go to Washington, D.C.